the reality is, in terms of recruiting an asset by using blackmail is tough, right? You gotta that window starts closing immediately, right? In terms of their operational usefulness, right? Because there's a lot of issues there, right? You're blackmailing somebody for their cooperation. At some point, that's going to go south on you, right? It's not like you've recruited somebody for ideological reasons, right? Or right. even something as straightforward as like they need the money because their kid's sick or whatever it may be. So blackmail's like, but having said that, look, the Russians in particular love that, right? And Chinese intel, they'll do whatever works from their perspective. The agency, again, people are going to say that's bullshit. The agency tries, the blackmail is never really ever on the table as an option because it always leads to a problem. And sometimes those problems can be very, very bad.
In what way? What do you mean?
Well, you know, the asset will turn on you, right? Next thing you know, you've got an agent working now, a double agent working for the other side, right? Because they're so fucked over by the fact that they've been blackmailed, and at some point they lose their shit and decide to roll for the other side.
But aren't you like constantly monitoring them and looking at their phone?
There's only so much you can do, right? In terms of maintaining, particularly with a hard target, particularly with an asset who's in a difficult or challenging environment, first, and you've got limited access to them, whatever it may be. So you're really relying on clandestine communications. You don't have a lot of face to face meetings. And at some point, you never know when things are heading south, right? And then the next thing you know, that's the operational reason for trying to avoid blackmail, right? Has it ever been done? Well, sure, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it hasn't been done,
of course,
but some services go to it much quicker than others do, yeah.
So, which services? And I would those?
Well, again, the Russians are primary users of something like that. They don't because they've got a shotgun approach. Yeah, Israelis have been known to do that in the honeypot operations that they'll do and other things. But the Russians throw a lot of shit at the wall and see what sticks. Right? It's a very much a shotgun approach.